At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Hey guys, Rosie here. I just want to say I am so grateful that you're listening. We are just getting a massive amount of response on this podcast, and I am so grateful that you're a part of this radically loved community, that you're enjoying the content, and that you're enjoying all the guests, and that you're still here, and you're still working on yourself and your journey and your path. And I pray that you've received some tools listening to the guests or listening to any of my ideas or topics on meditation or yoga and how these tools can help you create a life of purpose. To continue to help us give you the best content, you can subscribe to this podcast, and most of the time you can just do it from your phone, from iTunes. Click subscribe and write a review. This really helps us continue this path and this journey, and we love doing it so much. And again, I'm so grateful that you're here. Let us know what you thought. Thanks for listening. One cup of tea is all it's going to take to completely transform your perception of what premium tea should be. For those of you who are tea lovers like me, I'm so excited to announce my partnership with Rishi Tea for this amazing giveaway. Rishi Tea is going to give away an entire matcha essentials kit. All you have to do is go on Instagram, tag me, Rishi Tea, and the hashtag Radically Loved Rishi for your chance to win an entire matcha essentials tea set, which those of you that know me know that this is like the ultimate gift. So for those of you that are interested, go on Instagram now, snap a picture of what your tea ritual looks like, and get ready to experience the best tea you've ever tried in your life. Rishi Tea is my ultimate favorite. I cannot wait to share this experience with you. Hey everyone. So recently this was brought to my attention as a question, and it reminded me of a situation not that long ago that I experienced. So I wanted to share a few practice tips to end a family dispute. Purely something that I've practiced. So relatives can be a source of connection and joy, and they also can trigger some of our most difficult emotions. Can anybody else out there relate? If you can, just message me and tell me that you can totally relate to this. If you've experienced a family feud and are ready to mend the fences, here are a few tips. First things, make contact. Contact each family member involved by sending them a neutral, friendly email or card or text. I prefer an email or a card because a text message you can sometimes misread emotion via text, and it could be even the reason why you got to where you're at in the first place. If you don't get the answers that you want, try to wait until there's a response from the key people that are, you know, the estrangees. Maintain a positive tone and ensure that everyone knows you're ready to leave the past behind and move forward. So just you be the person to make the contact. Number two is to go slow. Don't expect everything to process as quickly. And just because now you've decided to mend the fences that you think everybody else is on the same page. This isn't always the case. So there's no low-hanging fruit or easy wins in trying to return to normal life after a long-term estrangement, right? Especially if this has been years. If something just happened a couple months ago, it should be easier. But if it's something that's taken a long time, just accept a superficial contact as a meaningful act, right? So use a special occasion or a family wedding or gathering or birthday as an opportunity for forgiveness. The third thing is to lose your self-righteousness. So be open to everyone's point of view, even if you don't agree with it. So finger pointing and name calling and all those things are going to put you right back into that spot. Trust me, I've done it. It doesn't work. Be willing to listen and open, just open the door to a very loving conversation. You know, just be open to the fact that maybe you were wrong and maybe it's, you know, time to just be open-minded and open-hearted about it and just, you know, lose whatever point you were trying to make. The fourth thing is to cancel your storyline and whatever after effects it has or any reruns. So whether your story involves betrayal or cruelty or a repetition of a negative thought from somebody else, you know, maybe it's something that a family member always says to you, or maybe they're jealous of where you're at, or maybe you just don't like the tone. It's time to retire the storyline that comes with that and get past what you feel being something against you as a person at your core. So it doesn't matter who did what to whom. No one should waste any more time thinking about it. Just let go of the narrative. You know, at the end of the day, we're all just humans, and it's your family, or if it's somebody that's close to you especially, it's just let it go. Don't be a grudger. It's hard for me to say that because I've been in so many situations, especially with my family, where I just held on to things or held on to the way that somebody said things or the way that they didn't say something. And when I was finally able to let go of the storyline behind that, which mostly had to just do with me and how I felt about myself, I was able to just let things go and let things roll off my back and not let little comments pierce me anymore. The last thing is to not expect apologies and be ready to forgive. And it just kind of goes hand in hand with a yoga practice and how we should practice without attachment. This is the same exact thing. Forgiveness is a powerful tool. The minute that you really mean it, all the anger and resentment and hatred will disappear instantly. Remember that forgiveness brings peace. And mostly what I have to say about this particular topic now is forgiveness always begins with ourselves. So first, forgive yourself for whatever role you had in this, and then forgive everyone else involved. Remember, we are in a time where we can't be holding on to things that are just causing more stress and tension in our lives. It's time for us to unite, connect, rise together, and just be united as the loving community that we are, especially with our family. You are all radically loved and supported by the universe around you, and I am so grateful for you, and I pray that you utilize these tools and go out there and mend fences with the people in your life that perhaps you wouldn't have thought to do so. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. For more information, visit www.radicallylove.com/podcast to read all about today's guests or past guests. You can click on any of the links, or for more information, you can always follow me on Instagram @RosieAcosta or Twitter @RosieAcosta, and let us know what you thought.